Beast OCR proudly presents BeastNet Podcast, sponsored in part by GH Under's Performance Base Layers and supported by the OCR community. Here we discuss all things OCR related. Welcome to BeastNet.
Hey everybody, Mike with BeastNet here. This week I got with me George Griffith, and tell us a little bit about yourself, George.
Hi Mike, thanks for having me on the show. I'm in Barbados, I'm from Barbados, and I own a health club here in Barbados called Surfside Wellness Center, and we've been doing events for a while. So we used to do a 5K race series for a long time called the Run for Life Weekend, and that was one of the best attended races on the island while we did it. We stopped doing the event in 2009, and we expanded our business a little bit. And I was thinking about getting back into the whole race director thing, but I noticed that there were just so many 5Ks and 10Ks, like almost every weekend. So we wanted to do something a little bit different, and that's how the Barbados Adventure Race came about. We decided we live on the east side of the island now, and we're always doing organized hikes for tourists and travel groups as well as some locals. And I thought, like, what would be the best thing to do would be to use this beautiful natural environment and add some obstacles to it for the fitness people who need a little bit more and create an event. And that's how Barbados Adventure Race was born.
Sounds awesome. So what kind of, have you done any of the like Spartan races or anything like that, or any terrain races, or were these that you got ideas from, or was these just things you saw online and went, this is what we want to do?
Well, so let me take the first part first. I've been doing these types of events for about 20 years. And I would do I did something called the All Max Fitness Challenge. And one of the events in the All Max Fitness Challenge was an obstacle course. It was inside a stadium. So it was, you know, around the track, obstacles all around the track. And that was always one of the more fun events that people enjoyed out of the whole kind of fitness event. So I've always had some sort of obstacle course element in the events I've done. And obviously more recently, you've got Spartan and Mudrunner and Mudrun and all these other guys coming up, kind of formalizing it now and make it into a world sport. So we decided to start our own. In fact, you asked me if I've ever done a Spartan. I did one last weekend. I did the Las Vegas Sprint in Vegas. I guess they call it Vegas Zona. It's right on that border there with Nevada and Arizona.
I was there.
Oh, really? Excellent. I had some people from my gym. We went out there and we had a lot of fun over the weekend. I was expecting sand blowing in my face, but obviously it was mostly mud.
I was saying, most years there is a lot of sand blowing in your face, and this year, it was a lot of mud. So, because usually Seattle's the mud race, but
So that's the kind of obstacles. I wish we made contact sooner because we could have, you know, gone together and at least shook hands and said hello there.
Yeah, we could have met. So, well, hopefully you'll be at another event soon, or maybe I might have to see about getting out to Barbados. So,
let's make it happen.
So on the Barbados race, so what kind of obstacles could people expect? I mean, is it going to be a lot of, because I mean, you have the difference, like the different races that we have around here, you've got ones that are more, you know, we'll have the more kind of walls and stuff like that. And then you have Spartan that has a lot more upper body strength. You know, what kind of obstacles will you have in the Barbados race?
Yeah. So we have, it's very much biased towards, when I say biased, anybody could do the race. First of all, it's a team event. So it's two males and two females working together as a team. So there's no missing obstacles in doing burpees. You and your teammates figure out how to get over these obstacles. We have kind of your typical typical walls, inverted walls. And largely because a lot of the people who supported our event are CrossFitters, we have, you know, lots of carries. So you got bucket carries, you got sandbag carries, you got lock carries. You know, we got some rappelling ropes. We got not too much of the kind of monkey bars and that sort of stuff. The upper body strength comes more from the carries. But the terrain itself is not, we don't have mountains in Barbados. It's kind of built or kind of terrace. So it gets really steep and then it flattens out, So we use the terrain as well as part of the obstacle. And how can you come to Barbados and not include the beach and the ocean as an obstacle?
You got to have the beach and the ocean.
You have to have. Correct. But what we're trying to do, we're trying to make sure that those, you know, we don't want to exclude anyone. So you, there's no big swims in very deep water. You know, you're going to be going into water. For most people, it's going to be waist deep. For those people who are a little bit shorter, you might be, you know, chest deep or just underneath your chin. But you, if you're not able to swim, that won't stop you from doing the event.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Hmm. So, and when is it?
So, yeah, June 29th and 30th. It's a little different format to most races. We figure if people are coming all the way to Barbados to do an event, they want to, you know, maybe have some time with the obstacles or have more than one bite at the cake. So on the Saturday, what we're going to do is we're going to send everyone off in waves on the hour, and then we're going to take the top 25 best times, and they're going to come back on Sunday. So Saturday's course is a little bit shorter, a little bit fewer challenges. It'll be more like around the 7K type distance, and with some fun elements in there. And then on Sunday, we come back with kind of more of a 10, 11K distance with a few more challenges and a few more obstacles. And that would be when, you know, the kind of real competitive juices are going to start to flow.
Yeah. That's, and you do it as teams. So it'd be the top, you know, how many
top 25 teams,
right?
Correct. Top 25 teams come back on the Sunday. Yeah. And, you know, Barbados is a beautiful place. Barbados is a beautiful place to come and race. I mean, the island is well-developed. But it's still small. So, for example, you know how we had to drive like an hour and a half from Vegas to get out to the race, the race course. You know, in half an hour maximum, wherever you are on the island, you're going from built-up hotels, nice restaurants to race site. There's no place on the island that's more than half hour away. So, you know, you have the best of both worlds. You have really nice hotels. You have really nice restaurants. You have all the kind of, you know, all the infrastructure you need if you want nightlife and so on. But then we have the rugged East Coast where it's really beautiful, and that's where the race is going to be held.
Hmm. That sounds awesome. I've never been to Barbados, but the more you talk about this, the more I want to be there. So
Well, you know, we can arrange to get you down here, man. You know, get together a team and come down. We're trying to make that first day really fun. We've got loads of entertainment. We got a local band. We got DJs. You know, we're going to do the usual thing with all the swag. Everybody gets the finishers T-shirts. We're not giving medals to everybody. We kind of have a little different philosophy on that. We feel like medals are reserved for the people who have extraordinary achievement. So we're going to give our top 10 teams on the Sunday. Everybody gets a finishers medal. But we are going to give everybody a T-shirt, and everybody's going to get to take part in a barbecue. We have a big barbecue afterwards with an open bar. That's all part of your registration. So, you know, get together the family, get together some friends, and come down to Barbados and do the Barbados Adventure Race.
That sounds awesome. So you said June 29th and 30th.
Correct. And there's some information on our website. Our website is up. You can go to BarbadosAdventureRace.com and get some more information. We're going to be able to open. We're going to be opening registration within a couple of days or so. So right now, you can't actually pay to register. You can put in your registration information. By the end of the week, you'll be able to come back and add all the payment information and get yourself set.
That sounds awesome. So, and you said it's BarbadosAdventureRace.com.
Correct.
Yeah. All one word. No spaces or anything, any weird hyphens. Of just BarbadosAdventureRace.com. It's awesome.
Correct.
So, and how much is it going to cost to do the race?
Yeah, our flat rate is $250 per team, $250 US per team. So that's a team of four, and that will include.
That's not bad.
You know, and that includes your barbecue. That includes all your drinks and food afterwards. And, you know, then we can arrange some, there'll be some little add-ons if you want transfers to and from, but, you know, you get, like I said, you get all your registration welcome pack, you get your finishers T-shirt if you're not top 10, you get your medal. On the second day, those guys who come back, they're going to get a special rash guard, special that's completely different. So there'll be one of 25 teams that have that unique rash guard for the year. You know, there's lots of swag that we're adding because we really want to build this event and get people committed to it and get people loyal to it so they keep coming back in future years.
So Barbados is its own country, so you'd have to have a passport, but I got one of those. So.
Yeah, you just need a passport. You don't need any special visas or anything. There's direct flights from most major American cities on the East Coast. So you can get here from Miami, you can get here from Fort Lauderdale, from New York, from Atlanta, from North Carolina. There's mostly direct flights through American Airlines or JetBlue. And a lot of the major, you know, well-known hotel brands are here, like the Hilton Hotel is going to be our headquarters hotel. So on the Friday night, we're going to have an athlete. You're going to have an athlete reception at the Hilton, you know, kind of a pasta party type thing. We're going to show some images from past events and do a little get together for all the athletes so you can start to meet some people. And yeah, we're looking forward to a really fun event coming up.
That sounds like a fun event. Is this how many times? Is this the first time we've done this event, or is this have you done this one before? The Adventure Run.
So this will be kind of the, let's call it the third time I've done it. So the first time I did it was very small, and I was kind of just testing some stuff out. And then we did one in December. So in December, we did one, and we kind of capped it because I was very careful to, you know, still be building small and trying to make sure that we could create an experience that was going to work long-term and had some legs and had some longevity. So without any sponsors, I did everything off my own back. I was opening it up to 20 teams. In the end, we ended up with 27 teams because there were some gyms and some clubs that came in late, and we thought, well, we have to have these guys because next time they'll bring a group of five teams or six teams. So we ended up with 27. Honestly, we could have had 40 teams, and everything ran like without a hitch. And that's when we made a decision. We this is too good. There's too much demand for this. People love it. Everybody was having fun. Everybody's smiling at the end. So we decided we'd have to get this done. We can't wait for a whole year to do it. So let's get it done in June. So we're actually going to have two events this year, June 29th and 30th, and then November 22nd and 23rd.
Very nice. See, and that sounds awesome. I mean, is this the only one of its kind on Barbados? I looked it up real quick on my phone to kind of see where Barbados was. I had a good idea, but I'm like, I was trying to remember. It was a small little place, but it's... So nice. And I know you said within 30 minutes, you can be pretty much anywhere on the island from anywhere else on the island.
That's right. Yeah. So this is
I was gonna say, so this is a one of a kind thing on the island, which I think is just amazing to have.
So I know you're already starting to think about that team that you can put together and come down here and win this event, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to just think of who it would be. I don't know if we'd be in the top 25, but we'd be in the top 25 in fun.
Absolutely. That's the most important thing. Actually, last year we had a prize for the most fun team. We figured that the team that spent the most time on the course had the most fun.
Yeah.
So
that would probably be
no last position. Yeah.
I don't know if you saw I posted a picture or a video of us when we finished the race, the sprint on Sunday in Vegas. And we did I don't know if you've ever seen the movie, The Three Amigos, the weird thing like salute that they do, The Three Amigos do. We did that right before we jumped over. We stopped and did that right before we jumped over the fire. Like all three of us.
Yeah. So. Very good. I know that's one of the unique thing about obstacle course racing is that, you know, people have fun and they support each other. Obviously maybe just not at the very elite level, but nobody's really like worried about sacrificing a minute or two to help somebody else. Everybody's out there. Everybody's in it together. Everybody's pushing each other and helping support each other. And I think that's why the sport is growing at such a rate and it's so successful right now.
Yeah. And I mean, that's what I like about your idea on yours, where it's a team event. You know, it's like I talked to my two friends that I did Vegas with for the episode that went up, you know, this last Monday. And one of the things we talked about, we had a goal on what time we wanted to finish the sprint. We're like, we want to be done in this amount of time. But then we came across somebody who was having a lot of problems.
Right.
And all three of us looked at each other. We're like, whatever, we don't care about our time. Let's make sure this person gets through. And so we, you know, gave up on our own goal of our time. And we're like, I feel better about myself knowing that person who may not have finished before was able to finish the race because we stopped to help her, than I would have felt if I got that time, you know, I'd crossed at that time that I wanted to. So it's just, helping.
And as corny as it may sound, you probably changed that person's life.
Possibly. I mean, I just, and I, for me, it's not, you know, it sounds bad, but that's not, it's more, it's kind of a selfish thing for me, I guess. It sounds bad because I just, I feel good about myself for doing it, which, I mean, right. I guess that's really not selfish, but it's just, that's, I know I would feel bad if I didn't. That at the end of the race, I'd be like, cool, I got my time, but I left that poor person, you know, who needed help and just walked away from them. And that's just, that's not my personality. I'm the type that I'll stop. I'll drop my own goals and be like, okay, let's get you through this. So, yeah. I mean, we did one of the sprints in Portland last year and helped a gentleman named Tony that was 400 pounds get through the race. It took us a sprint almost 6 hours, but we got him through.
Wow. Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. Wow. Okay. Yeah. That's great that you guys stayed out there for 6 hours and actually helped him to get through, man. That's stories like that are inspirational, you know.
And that's why I like your idea of the team. That, I mean, you know, you start as a team and you know you have to help your team get through it. And I mean, I think that's awesome. That's amazing. So.
And it was funny because what happened last year in December, being the first event. You found there were a couple teams where there was one or two guys who were really fit and they just didn't understand the team concept. So they would be racing along to the next obstacle. They'd get there and they'd have to stop and wait for the team members anyway. So why not just stay together, encourage your team members, you know, motivate them, help push them along and bring everybody together as a community rather than trying to show the whole world how fit you are as an individual, you know?
Exactly. It's like the old saying goes, you're only as strong as your weakest link.
Exactly. So
no matter how great you're doing, if you have a teammate that's not doing so well, you know, maybe you should go back and help them out a little bit. So, and I've seen that too. I've seen that where you either get teams or like couples where, you know, I've seen ones where the guy's berating the girl, like, come on, we got to hurry. We got to go. And it's like, why don't you just help her?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, help her out. Be a little encouraging. I mean, I know some people tell me, some people tell me, hey, you're doing great. All of a sudden, I perk up. Someone tells me, come on, hurry up, fatty. I'm like, yeah, I don't care now.
right.
You know. Yeah, but, no. So that sounds amazing. So it's in Barbados, and you are going to do one in November, too, then.
Correct. So every time we do it, we look to add, you know, a new wrinkle. So even in June, we're already planning some new things for November, but we're not going to release those just yet. You got to come down in June, take part in the event, and find out what's going to happen in November.
That's going to be awesome. You want to figure that one out. Because that sounds, I mean, for one, Barbados just sounds amazing. It's one of those countries that, I mean, those islands that you see and hear about, and it just sounds amazing and gorgeous. And it's like, I've always wanted an excuse to go there, and you pretty much just gave me one. So
let's do it.
I've been to the Bahamas, but I've never been as far south as where Barbados is. So, you know, I'll have to definitely look into doing that one. So
great. Sounds excellent.
It has its own airport.
Yes. They have an international airport. We take big jumbo jets. Yeah. People wear clothes down here as well, huh?
Do they? Yeah. Say it's not that good. Come on.
Just so you know.
No, I mean, it sounds amazing. I mean, I think it's one of those things. The only thing I'm afraid if I get my wife to Barbados, she may never want to come back. So, because every time we go to Hawaii,
we'll find her a job in the gym or something. Don't worry about that.
There you go.
That's the least of your problems.
There we go.
You can do your podcast from here.
I can do that from anywhere. So,
Right
on. Well, do you have any other things you want to mention to everyone about your race and all that, or?
No, we just want everybody to go ahead and have a look at the website. There's a contact card in there in case anybody's got any questions. If they need any help with any travel or bookings, we can get it sorted for them as well. But, you know, it's a fun event. It's a community that we're trying to build as part of the greater obstacle racing community. Whether you're super competitive or whether you just want to come out and have fun, It's a great event for the whole family. Oh, I didn't tell you about the schools challenge. On a Saturday morning, we've got a sponsor who has donated enough money to put 20 schools into the event at no charge. So 20 school teams. And what they're also going to do, they're going to give a prize of $2,500 to the winning school's physical education department to fund equipment for that school. So even the kids can get involved. If you got some juniors who like obstacle course racing or you just want to come down as a whole family, there'll be something for the kids as well. And if there's only two of them, we'll find two kids to put with them to make them into a team so they can take part in the event.
Wow. So what is the age limit then?
It's just under 18. Yeah, under 18.
Oh, for that. But I mean, for the race, I mean, how young can they be?
Oh, for the open event?
For the open event,
they could be as young as 12 years old.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're on social media. We're at bar_race on Instagram. And we're Barbados Adventure Race on Facebook.
All right. I'm going to have to get some people over there. And I'm going to have to make some phone calls. See who wants to go to Barbados. So
everybody wants to come to Barbados. What do you mean?
Well, I know. I got to find the people to go with me on that weekend.
Correct.
All right. Perfect. So, unless you had anything else, I think I'm going to let you go and I will send me a message on either Instagram or Facebook, mm-hmm. with all your info so that I can make sure I put it into the podcast link so people can find it. And then, yeah.
Okay.
Perfect. So
if you send me the podcast link as well. If you have the podcast link, I'll post it on all our social as well, yeah.
All right, perfect. All right, so it was great talking to you, George. Unless you have anything else.
Thank you for having us on the show, and I'll see you in Barbados in June.
All right, hopefully.
Yeah, all right. Thank you very much.
Thanks, George.
Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here from our sponsor, and then we will be back for a short little tidbit on the ghosts and what we have coming up next week.
Grays Harbor Unders makes the performance-based layer clothing you want and need, whether you work, hunt, hike, fish, run, or ride in the great outdoors. If you work up a sweat, Grays Harbor Unders are for you because their unique dual-layer fabric removes moisture from your body and keeps your skin dry, even when the outer layer is completely wet. It's a base layer like no other. Get you some at ghunders.com. That's ghunders.com for the best performance-based layer you'll ever wear.
Hey everybody, this is Adam Bregenheyer with Beast OCR and Beast Endurance. Pretty Mike asked me to record a small number to give you a little bit of a preview around Ghost 2019. Specifically, how it works and what makes a difference. So, I hope you enjoy. So, Ghost 2019 is going to be between March 30th to March 31st, 2019, down by the Wainuchi River in the Grays Harbor area. It's a 14-hour event. What makes it a little bit different is, and how it works is essentially for most of the event, you as the participants actually choose what you get to do. So, my role and the staff's role and the volunteer's role is really to help, keep you safe, keep you within the guidelines, and ensure there's no cheating or craziness, right? But, aside from just the integrity piece, really that we're here to kind of keep you as the guide rails, kind of like bowling, right? And how it works is this. So when you are separated into two teams. It's a team versus team, survivor-esque, choose-your-own-adventure style event, right? So remember those books, the 80s and 90s, choose-your-own-style, right? You'd be given an option like, catch the frog, or let the frog go, turn to page 112 or 86, and you kind of know what's going to happen, but not exactly what's around the corner. That's exactly how Ghost 2019 works. So anytime you complete, we call them pathways, you open up a new segment of pathways. So any action that you complete opens up two additional new pathways. Now, you can go and complete any pathway that's open to you as a team at any given time. So what that means is, let's say you've unlocked and have 16 available pathways to you, you can go and then tackle that pathway whatever you want. And there's four tiers of pathways. So there's tier one, growth. There's tier two, dedication. Tier three, strength. And tier four, ferocity. And as you unlock these tiers by different unlocking mechanisms, you make available pathways and segments that are more difficult, more time-consuming, more tedious or silly, designed to get you out of every imaginable comfort zone. And these items score you more points. So the more pathways you complete and the more advanced pathways that you complete on more advanced segments on later tiers opens up more points for your team. Ultimately, you want to win by the end of the night. Whoever has the most points is crowned the victor. So it's a little bit different. and really, our job is to help, you know, keep you in the understanding of this giant macrocosm of miniature events. So, you know, what these pathways really take is anywhere from a few minutes to 20 to 30 minutes tops, depending on what you're doing, when you're doing. The types of pathways that you can expect to be able to choose from as a team are anything from building objectives, building or creating, to scavenging and finding, to stealing or procuring from other opposing teams or sources, to completing manual tasks, manual labor, physical training, etc. So there's a huge plethora of different types of things that you could be expected to do. Anything from axe throwing to dancing to double donkey kicks in unison. There's all sorts of crazy and cool and ridiculous things. And it's all about making a fun and unique event that's very different out there. So these have all been designed for people of any fitness level. You'll be completing things as a team throughout the night. And the cool thing is, as participants, as your team, what you can do is you can cut your team in half and have your team taking on two pathways at a time. Now, everything's scalable to a degree or another. So that way, even if you split your team in two to go tackle multiple objectives at a time, you should be able to complete the task at hand. Even if you are a very advanced athlete, or maybe you just got off the couch and this is the first step into a fitness journey. It's really meant to be approachable and enjoyable by anybody. So there's a quick preview of Ghost 2019. I hope it got you excited. We will be doing a live AMA this Monday, the 25th at 7 p.m. Pacific time on Facebook at our event page, Ghost 2019. Feel free to chime in, ask any questions. We'll try to answer anything you have as much as we can. And we look forward to seeing you at Ghost 2019. Thanks, BeastNet.
Thanks for listening to the BeastNet podcast, brought to you by Beast OCR. Don't forget to subscribe and let us know what you think and what you'd like to hear. You can find us on Facebook or at beastocr.com.